is the Steve Gerber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, as we continue on this Thursday. Really, Alex, you need to think this through a little farther. The big movie is a Queen movie, Alex. Yeah. I'll get with him on that, Ron. I'll get with him on that. Apparently, he has not been, you know, woke on Bohemian Rhapsody. Ron Van Timmeren on his way in from Celebration Cinemas, Spirit and Popcorn and Butter. There he is, everybody. Ron, how are you?
Fantastic, Steve. And you?
I'm good. I'm going to correct Alex. It's not a Led Zeppelin movie. It's a Queen movie. This, and apparently, so here's this is a funny story. You'll like this. My daughter, who is a freshman, loves Queen. Why? Because the old man, this guy right here, had a Queen CD in the truck that we played all the time, a greatest hits deal, right, when she was younger. She loves Queen, up one side, down the other. Now she's coming home going, yeah, all the kids at school, you know, they sing a couple of Queen songs and think that they're cool now. I know all those songs. So it's kind of funny because she's known this band for a very long time and said all the kids at school are singing Queen songs and talking about it. Apparently it's a big hit.
Yes, I love that. I mean, how many generations can we have as Queen fans? I'm glad to hear that very much, because we had a couple of millennials around this office were going, and I'm like, come on.
Yeah, come on. It's okay. My daughter, and her friends, thankfully, have this opinion that music isn't real anymore, and they really are getting immersed in music from the 70s and the 80s. I mean, that's real music, not all machine-driven, right? And I agree with her point of view, and and I've been a horrible parent. I've not taken her to the movie yet, Ron. I've fallen down on the job, apparently. But
well,
I'm going to get to
still,
it.
There's still time, Steve. It was number one by far with $51 million domestic, and that means it's got a great start and will play for many weeks, I'm sure. And the only thing you missed, Steve, that I'm disappointed in you, is you missed it in the IMAX. But we got a couple of new choices for the IMAX. But I'm with you all the way, Steve. I love it.
The IMAX is over, really?
Well, these days, movies don't last more than a week in IMAX,
because
there's always
Ron.
Something new coming, and this week it's The Grinch and Overlord that are sharing the screen, and Bohemian moves to, you know, one of the regular digital theaters. It'll still be good. You'll be fine.
I'm heartbroken. It just means I need to be more reactive and more responsible to my movie viewing needs next time around. I've gotten the memo. Thank you, Ron. All right, tell us what's hot for this week.
Well, definitely The Grinch looking to take the crown away from Bohemian Rhapsody. That's tracking $65 million or more. This is the animated version of Dr. Seuss The Grinch from the Illumination Studios, who they were the guys that did The Minions and Despicable Me and Sing from a couple of seasons ago. Music by Danny Elfman. It's got Benedict Cumberbatch doing The Grinch. Rated PG, 2D, 3D, D-Box, IMAX. It's got it all going on.
All right, that sounds like a big deal. I'm focused on the Queen thing, but keep going. I love it.
Overlord shares the screen with IMAX and has a regular digital run from producer J.J. Abrams. It looks like a World War II movie, a story about guys going behind enemy lines, preparing for the D-Day attack. But what they find there, Steve, sends this movie on a left turn, because it turns out the Nazis are cultivating zombie soldiers, man!
Really?
You bet. You got Saving Private Ryan meets zombie Nazi apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's Overlord, rated R.
All right. That's a little bit of a mix now, isn't it? All right.
Yes, it is. Also, the girl in the spider's web,
now,
a
like
new
this.
Dragon tattoo story, and this has got Claire Foy starring, and it's kind of a crime drama thriller based on the series of books that have spawned a couple of movies here and in Europe, and this is getting pretty good reviews as an R-rated thriller, and I just think Claire Foy is one of the best in the business working right now, so that's got a chance.
Yeah, I love the Dragon tattoo movie that I saw previously, so maybe this will be right up my alley as well. Carry on.
Yeah, good, good thriller. And then, Steve, we're getting into that Oscar season here, so every week we're going to see titles that have a chance for either a Best Picture or performances like Beautiful Boy. Everybody's raving about Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet. He was nominated, Timothy was, for Call Me By Your Name as Best Actor last year, Best Supporting Actor, I mean. And this is a true story of a father-son relationship as it relates to the son being an addict. And so serious drama, but great performances. That's rated R.
All right.
Can You Ever Forgive Me with Melissa McCarthy? Everybody wants to hand her a nomination here. That's 98% fresh on RottenTomatoes.com. And Wildlife with Jake Gyllenhaal and Carey Mulligan, that had 95% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So there's three pictures coming to town, coming to Michigan, the limited way, but they're going to be around for Oscar time.
Good stuff. And so here I am, Ron, and believe it or not, I'm at CelebrationCinema.com because I'm trying to find showtimes for Bohemian Rhapsody, of course. And I understand this is probably the easiest way to buy tickets.
You can do that. You can go to CelebrationCinema.com and just click and click and click until you can find a tick, or download the app. The Celebration Cinema app is very convenient as well.
Click, click, boom. There you go. Ron, well done as always, my friend. Now go have some popcorn, would you?
Yes, sir. See you at the movie, Steve.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren out the door. There you go. There you go, Alex. Now you're getting the spirit. Say white. I say bite. Hey, man. Yeah, you got it. I'll see the movie. And I don't care. I mean, it's just we have to leave politics for a while. We need to detox our minds and our bodies and our souls. And I'm going to do it by way of a little bit of this. Now, I understand that some of you are completely anti-Hollywood, and I am on occasions, but I'm going to make an exception. And I'm going to go see a Queen movie. No question about it. It's the Steve Gribber Show. Enjoy it for a minute. We'll be right back.